Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Good afternoon, I'm Blake. How are you doing today?
I'm returning a call. Who's this?
Actually, yes, sir. I'm Blake from the Tax Relief Center. We're actually just calling to update the information we have on file. Do you still need help with your taxes?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Wonderful, sir. Let's go ahead and get started, okay? I'm going to go ahead and transfer to a tax specialist.
Real quick, so I don't waste your time.
Yes.
How much would it
cost
me right now?
It won't cost anything, sir. It's a free consultation.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful then. Is the debt more than 5K, sir?
Yes.
Wonderful. And this will be your callback number, correct? The 213-320-9020?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get the tax person on the line real quick. Give me one moment, please.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you please go ahead and confirm your first name, please?
Clifford.
Thank you, Clifford. One moment. Tax Fest will be here in the line shortly. Everything going all right so far?
This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, this is Blake. I have phone number 213-320-9020. I got Mr. Clifford on the line.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. So it sounds like you've got an IRS issue to deal with. How much is the IRS claiming you owe them currently?
Hold on one second.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to turn the TV down.
Yeah, it's okay. So, how much is the IRS claiming you owe them currently?
Well, I don't have IRS debt. I don't know because I haven't filed my taxes since 2018.
Okay. So, just to give you a little, insight as to how the IRS works, when you don't file on time, the IRS is going to proceed with what they call an SFR. It just stands for Substitute for Return. Basically, they're going to file on your behalf, without your consent. The problem with that is they automatically throw a 25% penalty on each individual year. So, and that's in addition to the normal penalties and interest that they already accrue daily. So, you always end up owing a lot more than you ever thought you would. And that's kind of what it's a tactic the IRS uses to keep you, motivated to file, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, it has a reverse effect on some people and makes you, stick your head in the sand and not want to deal with the problem at all. But that just makes the problem get bigger, right?
Okay.
So, that's kind of what you've got going on here. But that's why we're, able to help people in your situation. These programs through the Fresh Start Initiative that, should you qualify, they can settle these debts for pennies on the dollar or even put you in a position where you're not paying them anything. So, they're really substantial benefits. The hard part is getting qualified, but, we have an on-site legal team here, so I can go through the application with you pretty quickly. It's literally just one page, but it's going through your expenses versus your income. It's called a financial profile, basically. And then, I can have someone in legal review it, and they can let me know if you qualify or not, if you'd like.
Okay. I wouldn't hurt to try.
Yeah, right. Well, let me get an application out here. Okay, so the first question, what is your gross monthly income before taxes currently?
Currently, not much because I'm waiting disability. I'm not working. I only get state assistance, which is GR, like $221 a month. So my income is not training.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand that's difficult. You know, you hardly have anything to live on. But in this particular case, these programs, the more, you know, destitute and hardship you have, the better off these programs work. So, you know, there can be some significant, you know, results for, you know, they have programs like, you know, non-collectible, where we actually are able to get people qualified for that. So that's something that we could possibly get. But, yeah, I'd still need to go through the application with you.
Okay.
So $221 a month.
Yes.
Okay. When you filed, are you filing married or single? How do you file?
Single, by myself, because my children's mother always filed for them, even when I had them with me.
Yep, okay. And are you currently paying rent, or are you paying a mortgage, and how much are you paying?
None of the above. I actually have the state paying for my rent where I'm currently residing.
Okay, so is it, what, Section 8?
No, it's not Section 8. It's actually L.A. Care that has a program through L.A. Care that they help their people that are eligible for L.A. Care and have L.A. Care.
Mm-hmm.
So they
okay,
pay March.
So what then, bills are you paying? Okay, are you paying for a cell phone? How much is that every month?
My cell phone bill would be $45 a month.
Okay, and the next section is going to be transportation expenses?
Prior to this month, I was paying $10 a month on my phone bill because I was in Texas for the past 4 years, since 2020. And
okay.
My bill out there is
$10. Yeah, I get it. Not a problem. And then, so what about in terms of transportation expenses? Are you paying on a vehicle? And if not, what are you paying for public transportation?
I get transportation through LA Care as well. They provide me transportation to go to my medical appointments because I don't really go much anywhere because I have this cancerous tumor on my hip, which kind of prohibits me from doing a lot, so
yeah,
I'd more to stay home and watch TV and try to self heal and take the chemo pill that they have me taking right now.
God, I'm sorry you're going through that. Yeah, so I mean, so that's basically everything on the application. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and put you on a brief hold. I'll have someone in legal review it, and then they can let me know if you qualify. And it'll be a minute or two, but I'll be right back on the line, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for holding. So, yeah, so the legal team, they really only had one concern, one main concern, that is. They just want to make sure that in the future you don't fall back behind, right? These programs with the IRS, they're kind of like a one and done. So they're going to get you current, you know, they'll get you back on your feet. But they just want to make sure moving forward you're going to file on time. And, you know, we can help you with all of this too, but you can commit to being compliant, right?
Of course.
Okay. Okay, well, great.
I do have coming. I just don't have it right at the moment.
Okay. Well, I mean, and like I said, we can help you with all of this as well as we go down the line. You know, this is something that, you know, you want to make sure you're doing correctly anyway, even though I know you're going through some serious hardships right now. These programs are going to help you out. So the good news is they did qualify you, okay? And so the very first thing that we would do for you here is we're going to submit what they call a limited power of attorney to the IRS. Now, that's going to give us the ability to speak and negotiate directly with your revenue officer about your current situation, all right?
Okay.
The second thing that we're going to do is submit an 8821 tax authorization. Now, that form is going to give us the ability to get your transcripts directly from the IRS themselves. We're going to go back 10 years, okay? That way we don't miss anything. Any income that the IRS is claiming you owe, we'll see exactly how they put you in that position financially. We're going to see if there's, you know, excessive penalties and interest like the IRS is known for. And we'll also see where you're at in their collection queue. You know, if you have any planned garnishments or bank levies in process, we'll be able to identify those and put a stop to them very quickly thereafter, okay? And that's really one of the nice things about qualifying for these programs. The IRS allows us to place you in a collection hold. So that just means you're going to be completely protected. You won't have any surprises or, you know, contacting of employers or anything negative while we're, you know, representing you, okay? And then, you know, as far as timing, this is still the IRS, right? It's not going to happen overnight. It'll take probably 2 to 3 weeks to get the records back from the IRS. You know, we have to have our legal team assess everything correctly. So I would say on average, it's about 4 to 5 weeks to finalize everything. Okay.
Wow.
And then lastly, as far as our cost, now, our fee, if you needed payment options, is $790 broken up into payments. But if you're able to pay it in full, it's $590. So they'll basically take $200 off, you know, if you can pay it in one lump sum. So does that work for you?
One more time? The last part.
Does that work for you?
I know. Before you say that.
Yeah, it's $790 if you needed to break it up into payments over 30 days, but if you can pay it in one payment, it's $590. Does that work for you?
When would that be due?
Well, that's really up to you. We have what they call a payment scheduler in the system, so it gives us the ability to, you know, get the paperwork generated and signed and submitted to the IRS, so you're under our legal representation. And it gives us the ability to kind of defer that payment to a date that would work best for you. So, I mean, what were you thinking? What would work best for you?
Well, I have about November, late November, probably early December that I know I'll have probably that amount of money to be able to pay
okay.
that and not be able to, I mean, still be able to get food to eat and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, so, and that's great. Like, so if you wanted to, we are allowed to split that $590 into two payments of $295. As long as it's paid within a two-week period, they'll still honor that discounted rate. Does that work for you?
$295 has to be within 2 weeks?
Yeah, so instead of paying the whole $590, you would split that in half, and you'd have two payments of $295, but they would spread it out over a two-week period, so it's, you know, easier for you.
That's kind of short. Since I'm not working right now, I don't have, you know, funds coming in every week or every 2 weeks. It's like if I get little side jobs or the settlements that I've done in the past that I'm waiting on the funds for.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So you can pay it in one payment.
As well. So if I was to get either of those right now, then I'd be able to pay it. But I don't know exactly when any of that is coming, so that's why I can't just give you a date and say, yeah, I want to do it then. But I do want to do it because I need to get my
okay.
taxes done because I haven't done it like this since 2015.
Yeah, not a problem. So just do me a favor. What's your first name and your email, and I'll send you all of our information, and we can circle back around when you, you know, this money that you say is coming in.
There you go. Yeah, that sounds better, because I don't want to give you a date, and then
yeah,
you call me on that date, and I still don't have it. I want to actually be
what's
able
a good
to,
email?
Clifford Usher, my first name, Clifford, last name Usher, number 3@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll send off an email, and I'm going to attach a link to the Better Business Bureau just so you can do your own due diligence on us. But we have an A-plus rating, you know, because we actually get results for our clients.
And how long have you guys been in business?
We've been doing this for over 17 years now, so it's, you know, been very successful. And I'm located in the California office, but we're licensed in all 50 states, so we handle a lot of clients.
Well, I'm currently in California, but that works for me.
Yeah, so perfect. So I'll send the email off, and you can do, you know, your own research on us, and then we'll speak again, you know, closer to the time frame of when you're going to get that big money, and we'll help you out, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. What's your name again?
It's Anthony. It's on the email as well, but it's Anthony.
Do you have your contact information on the email as well?
Yep.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And
all right,
you
thank
have a-
you. Uh-huh.